Good morning, this is Andrew Holland, and I'm reading this morning from 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. Now David said, "Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "At your service." Then the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet." So the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Here is your servant." So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Then he bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" And the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You, therefore, and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king has commanded, so your servant will do." "As for Mephibosheth," said the king, "he shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons." Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. David has established himself as the king of all Israel. King Saul was dead. Ishbosheth, the pretender, was dead. The Philistines were subdued. The Syrians defeated. Moab and Edom had been occupied. All surrounding countries were neutralized. This was a golden era of the reign of King David. His territory was expanding, his foes were defeated, and he had established his throne in the city of Jerusalem. His first thought after being established on the throne and settling down appointing his ministers and his and the leaders of the army and so forth, the first thought was to, "Well, we need to build a place for God, a temple." But God said no. So then his thoughts turned to Jonathan, his best friend of old, who was now dead, killed with his father on Mount Gilboa against the Philistines. And he thought, "Well, I'm king here instead of Jonathan." And he missed him and he was grieving him. So he thought, "Well, there must be somebody left of Jonathan's family who I can honour and treat well because of Jonathan, my best friend." So he managed to contact a man called Ziba, who was the main servant of Saul. And he said, "There is a son of Jonathan, but he's lame in both feet, and he lives in a place called Lodibar." Now, Lodibar, it can be translated as a place of no pasture. Lo is a negative word, and Dibar means pasture. So it was a place of barrenness. It was a place with rocky soil, perhaps, or mountainous soil, a place where crops wouldn't grow. And so Mephibosheth, it seems that he had the story of being a prince and ending up as a pauper, from prince to pauper, a place of no pasture, living in obscurity, unable to walk, unable to look after himself probably. And that but Saul, but David, thinking about his best friend, said, I'm going to bring Mephibosheth into the royal temple, and I'm going to let him eat at my table continually, and I'm going to love him because I loved his father. So Mephibosheth went from prince to pauper, but back to prince. He became like David's sons in the house of David. And isn't that a lovely picture of what God has done for us? We as a human race were created perfect in the image of God, but because of sin, because of Adam's disobedience, the human race deteriorated, and death came in, and bondage, and all sorts of other evil, sickness, pain. Mephibosheth was like that. He was in a place of bondage, where it was a struggle to maintain his existence, a place of no pasture. And we're like that in the sense that we have been condemned as sinners. But God wanted to bring us back into his palace. He wanted to bring us back to his table. He wanted us to become part of his family. And that's what he did through Jesus. He died for us so that we might be redeemed, so that we might be brought back and made fit to sit with him in heavenly places. And so David's heart there shows what God is like, that God is all merciful and he wants to love his people, those who were created by him. So let's just praise him and worship him for what he's done for us and what he is going to do for us and what he's prepared for us. The feast we're going to enjoy in heaven, we're only experiencing a foretaste at the moment, but one day it's going to be wonderful when we live with him forever in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the example of King David in this account. Thank you that his heart was tender towards his best friend and raised up Mephibosheth, who was his son, Jonathan's son, to come back and live as a prince in the king's family. And for that, Father, we thank you that that's what you've done for us. We were in sin, we were in desperate state, but you've brought us back and have placed us in heavenly places with you, and we're going to feast at your table forever. Lord, we just praise you for that, Lord, and we just give you thanks and look forward to all that you have for us. Lord, amen.